Hello, this is Apostle Thompson. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to meditate again on worship. But today's text we're going to use as an answer to what Jesus, the master teacher, taught us about worship in John chapter 4, when he said, "The Father seeketh such to worship him in spirit and in truth." And he said, the only way to be a true worshiper, you have to have knowledge about the one you're worshiping. And when he said spirit and truth, here in John Gospel again, chapter 16, verse 13, howbeit when he, the spirit of truth, you see, he, the Holy Spirit. Now he's talking about a time, the gospel is talking about a time prior to the Holy Spirit coming, because Jesus had not been glorified, crucified, and glorified yet. And that's the only time the Holy Spirit can come. So we're talking prophetically here in verse 13. Howbeit when he, not the Holy Spirit, he is a person, and he is the spirit of truth, is come, he will, not the spirit of truth, will guide you into all truth. To really worship God, you have to understand truth. For he shall not speak of himself. The Holy Spirit would not speak of himself, but he'll speak about God, about Christ. But whatsoever he shall hear, you see, the Holy Spirit revealed to us what he's hearing from heaven. In order to worship God, when we worship God, here's a good point now, when we worship God properly, heaven comes open. In other words, you have heaven undivided attention when you begin to say glory to God, hallelujah, praise God, thank you, Father, blessed be your holy name, thou is the greatest, thou is the kingdom, thou is the power, thou is the glory. Now you get along sometime and begin to give adoration to the Lord, begin to give honor to the Lord, and the Holy Spirit, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Now, when you're worshiping God in spirit and truth, that open heaven comes. Now, in Jesus' baptism, a voice spoke, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." Then the Spirit came in the form of a dove. I believe worship experiences bring forth an open heaven, bring forth the voice of God, and bring forth the Holy Spirit in full measurement. We must look into that. We must praise God. We must take time to give God glory. Now verse 14 said, he shall glorify me. The Holy Spirit will glorify the Lord Jesus. For he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Now notice verse 15. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. I remember it remind me of the story of the prodigal son. The younger son went out and lived in righteous living, and he knew he had to repent. He came home, and the father stole the party for him. But I'm reminded of the older son. It took me many years to capture this. The older son was at home and really didn't know what belonged to him. You remember he began to gripe, I think that's in the 15th chapter of Luke, he began to gripe and complain about his father having a party for this son who came home and had been in rottenness living. But then the Father turned to him and said something that I believe when we worship God properly and get in God's presence with an open heaven and the voice of God and the Holy Spirit moving, that Father said to that son, "Son, thine are always with me. All that I have is thine. All that I have is thine." So you don't get downhearted when you're dealing with something, when you're having a challenge or an attack. Just endure. Because your inheritance includes all that the Father's had. All that the Father has belong to you. You just got to learn how to walk by faith, how to appropriate faith, how to let the Holy Spirit lead you in spirit and truth, and you will win every time. I believe this is a time that the Lord is about to pour out blessing on us like never before. Stay in tune with the Word of God. Stay in tune with these meditations. Because the impartation, transfer, and transmittance going to take place right on this very line. That anointing will begin to destroy yokes and remove burdens and bring forth the manifestation and demonstration in your life that you need. So keep listening. God bless you. Hallelujah.